What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show. Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. I am super excited to share another highlight reel with you regarding season 9, and the theme was wellness. Today, we are going to revisit Angie Sampson. She is a HR business partner, and we discussed all things regarding advocating for yourself in the workplace. So make sure that you tune in and let us know how you feel about the episode. And season 9, it was great. It was wonderful. We are still preparing for season 10, so please stay in there with us. We appreciate your patience, and we will see you in the episode.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
The values that it would be built on would be authenticity, compassion, and community. Treat everyone with compassion. That costs you nothing. You don't know what the next person is dealing with at home or what challenges that they have outside of the workplace.
I feel like a lot of times when we are positioned, you got to go to school, you got to do this, 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 and that. That was not your story.
I didn't know how to balance partying and going to class and stuff like that. And so when my mom saw my grades and saw that I was on academic probation, I can say that now without feeling shame.
Yeah.
There's people out here really struggling. And I was the one to hold that safe space to let them know, like, yes, it's hard now, but it will get easier as time goes. I can't do this work for too much longer because it does have an impact on your own mental health because of all the things that they're seeing with family, having to navigate and check in your emotions at the door, right? I left the job that I was at thinking that the grass was greener on the other side. It was not green on the other side. There was always room for negotiation. Always. You have got to just muster up the courage and just ask them that question. The worst thing that they can say is no. ERG is Employee Resource Groups, which is super beneficial to a corporation because we all know a corporation, it could look a certain way.
If you don't advocate for yourself, if you don't put yourself first, you never know what doors will open. And one door is $16,000.
We are excellence and we are navigating and growth. So there was a whole thing with the name change. I just know that in the Black community, we have a really hard time of bringing someone, you know, bringing other people up, you know, like you are at a certain point, like you are at a point where someone wants to get, and it's like, hey, Angie, how'd you get there? Well, you won't have to figure that out. You know, I'm not telling you all my secrets. You know, I'm the only one up here. I start embedding myself and reading a whole bunch of books, a whole bunch of like how to navigate the workforce, being a Black woman. What does that look like? Nobody wants to join something that's boring or that's not meaningful. You know, who wants to be in a group just twiddling their thumbs? That's not fun. If I am going to be a part of something, it's going to be meaningful. HR has a really bad stigma.
Absolutely.
And it's like HR is only going to listen to the manager. They don't care what the employees say. HR is AKA the police. I always want to be triple C's, cool, calm, and collected. I deal with employee relations issues on a daily. Like, that is my jam. Put yourself in the employee's shoes. You are an employee. You have a manager that you report to. So let's say that you complete your review, your self-review, And now you're waiting on pins and needles for your manager to complete your review, because who doesn't want to know how you're doing at your job? Sometimes I have my HR hat on, and sometimes I just got to put that HR hat to the side and just be real. She's new. She's learning. She's still green. And I said, I am here to correct this. And that employee and that manager are now cordial, and they can work amicably. So I did a lot of research, and I've come to find out that a chairperson, it's a leader of a group. And I was like, okay, I know that I can lead people, but I got to create a buzz. But still, there was a lot of things that I had to play with in my mind. But I was like, who would I be if I don't have this conversation about DEI rollback? Let's talk about DEI rollback. This is tough, but also, how are we able to protect our peace? What does that look like? I'm protecting my peace. Mm-hmm. I am protecting what I can control. What's happening on the outside world, I have no control over. I've learned that I have created a space. I have cultivated a space where members feel safe enough to share whatever is on their mind. So basically, I'm saying all of that to say, each and every time, yes, you know, there's going to be education, there's going to be connection, but I guess that one thing is safety. Because oftentimes in the corporate sector, being Black, we're having to armor up. I'm like, why does it take 15 million steps to do one thing? Like, I didn't understand it. I'm like, girl, how am I supposed to learn from you if you are giving me the question right back? Hey, I'm advocating for myself. This is what I've done. And this is, I know I can do more. Mm-hmm. You feel safe. You know, your voice will be heard. And so with all of these ERGs, the umbrella name could be DBH communities. We have veterans. We have LGBTQ+. We have women empowered. These are all many communities. And so why not name it DBH communities? I'm going to have to chunk it up to the books that I've been reading. Mm-hmm. It has really put me on. Talk about put me on game. The books that I've been reading has really been put me on game. To learn how to advocate for yourself. Mm-hmm. Advocating for yourself can look like so many different things. Advocating for yourself at work. Again, mustering up that courage to tell your manager, hey, this is what happened to me at work. This needs to change by XYZ. Or, hey, I have contributed so much to this company, I would like a raise. Here is why. Or going to the doctor. Hey, doctor, I'm not feeling well, but you're writing me off as if it's just a common cold. You know, once you learn how to advocate for thyself, it's going to be so beneficial for you in so many different ways.
Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. When I quit my job, I didn't go to the people, the upper management. I went straight to HR. Here goes my piece of paper, my resignation letter, and I'm out. Because at this point, I didn't feel like I need to talk to anybody else. When you sent me that direct message after that email I sent out to the world, if wellness is an option and that's the one that's chosen, I'm your girl.
In the training today, there was a question that stated, when you're living into your values, like, what's one of your values? And so one of my values is connection. Mm-hmm. I love connecting with people.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.